right. You know this man's name. It's Todd Stacey. He's the man behind Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com, and a man who has Sessions on his mind right now. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Man, I'm doing a show live from the USS Alabama. I mean,
that sounds pretty cool. I heard the fan tale of the USS Alabama. Man, I'm jealous. That sounds awesome.
It's a great place to do a radio show for sure. Here we are this week, and I teased this earlier, and you can kind of correct me or steer it where you want. But I said, how could this weekend's Alabama LSU game of the century figure into a possible announcement about this Senate Republican primary and Jeff Sessions? How can you connect those two things?
Well, you know, the one thing we know is that if Jeff Sessions does announce sometime this week, meaning now between now and Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, then that news would be very fresh, no matter what day, even if it was today.
Mm-hmm.
That news would be very fresh when President Donald Trump comes to Alabama, goes to Bryant-Denny Stadium, and, you know, for the LSU-Alabama game. And you have to think, especially given just the enormous magnitude of the moment, that he would be very tempted to tweet. The decision is going to come before the game, right? The Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, that is the deadline to register as a Republican to run for U.S. Senate. But if he does, which a lot of people think he is, then, man, well, as if that Alabama-LSU game couldn't get any bigger.
Well, and you've got a couple things. First of all, it is just as simple as the qualifying, because Jeff Sessions still has a war chest from his times, in the past in the Senate, that he can get right into this without having the first fundraiser.
Yeah, I believe he has almost $5 million in the bank.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And, I mean, so right away, that's some money to use. I mean, of course, you know, Jeff Sessions hasn't really had to run a real race in a long time. The last one, he was unopposed. The one before that, he basically was. I mean, you know, because he has been so adored by the Republican electorate, nobody has dared challenge him in a primary, and for the Democrats, it's been really kind of token opposition. So he hasn't really had to spend a lot of those resources. They're still in the bank.
As the times have changed, because he didn't, he was absolutely a favorite of Republican voters in Alabama. But if he gets in, we'll find out, you know, if it's true. So many people have here in the state, when the president turned on Jeff Sessions, or they'll say when Sessions turned on the president, whatever it is, those people, They at least anecdotally, and I've not seen real stats, but anecdotally, they seem to abandon Jeff Sessions and go stand with the president.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be the fascinating thing about this race. We know that President Trump is unfailingly popular amongst the Republican electorate in Alabama. I mean, anywhere from 85 to 90% positive amongst Republicans for Trump. Sessions used to be in that territory. The polling that we've got now shows that he's anywhere from 69 to 70% popular. One poll back in June showed he was about 60% of GOP voters had a favorable view of Jeff Sessions, while about 34% had an unfavorable view. Now, look, that's pretty positive. Anybody, any of these Republicans running for Senate right now would kill to have those numbers, to have, you know, be that far, you know, above water as far as favorability is concerned. But the question becomes, what happens once the president starts tweeting? What happens when there's a, you know, daily or weekly, you know, attack from Donald Trump on Sessions? And it, just today, The Hill came out with another article, a source from the White House, a blind source, granted, but a blind source saying, yeah, the White House would not look favorably upon a Sessions run. I think that's all obvious, but there's no way to really know how those attacks would really land, what the voters would really think about it.
Well, okay, I think this is fascinating, too, as we break down some of these numbers. You're talking about this independent polling numbers on the Senate race. And you can let's do the numbers here of those that are the top four in the Alabama Senate primary for the Republicans. Let's do, you know, where they stand with Tommy Tuberville, Bradley Byrne, Roy Moore, John Merrill, and then add Jeff Sessions into it. Like, this question you and I have asked a couple times, who suffers most? Who has the most to lose from Jeff Sessions getting into the race out of the Republicans already in?
Right. So in summer, back in late June, Brent Buchanan's firm, he's got a polling firm called Signal. They did a poll that showed the following ballot stuff by percentage without Sessions in the race. Tommy Tuberville was leading at 29%. Bradley Byrne was next with 21%. Roy Moore at 13 and John Merrill at 12. And that about lines up with all the public polls that we've seen, even some internal ones from the campaign. That's about right, within 2 or 3 points of each other as far as where these candidates go. But then they ask the second question, you know, who would you vote for today with Jeff Sessions being one of the choices? In that ballot test, Jeff Sessions had 29% of the vote. Second was Tommy Tuberville at 21%, then Bradley Byrne at 13%, then Roy Moore at 9%, and John Merrill at 8%. So right there, we know that based on this polling, again, a couple months old, but based on this polling, Jeff Sessions would be the front runner already in that field. And so that's pretty significant information.
It's big time, and it knocks, I mean, you can see right here in the numbers, it knocks both Tuberville and Byrne down by like 8 percentage points with the entry of Jeff Sessions. He does pick up support from, I guess you move some percentage from Roy Moore and some from John Merrill. Now, if, like you said, the president gets in the mix, and if the president decides to do this, you know, he did come to Alabama in the special and campaign for Luther Strange. Remember that? And you know, a lot of people thought, we talked about that said, man, that's it. You have President Trump come in and campaign for Luther Strange. He's going to win. And I think this is analog because so many people were talking about what happened in Kentucky yesterday with Bevin. And, we at Alabama knew that the president could have come in 5 times to campaign for Luther Strange, and people in Alabama probably wouldn't have changed their opinion. Same thing here with the president coming in to support, which is strange stuff to talk about in a Republican primary, but would he come in and would he back somebody else? Would he back a Byrne or would he back a Tuberville to stand against Jeff Sessions? And then would that move the needle?
Well, I think it would matter. I mean, if Trump actually came and endorsed a candidate, of course right. It would matter. You've got to remember the circumstances surrounding Luther Strange. I mean, from the very beginning, it just didn't smell right, right? Robert Bentley appointed the attorney general that was investigating him to the Senate seat. Now, look, maybe it was not nefarious. Nobody has ever proven that it was, but it didn't look right, and it just didn't feel right. And he never got over that. He never got over that thing. And given other alternatives, you know, yeah, Trump, he was Trump's candidate. They kind of engineered that endorsement. But from the very beginning, Luther Strange just had that sense that, you know, he never got over the sense that the voters just thought that was the wrong way to come to office, appointed by Bentley amid an investigation. So you have to take that into account. But I do think it does show that Alabama voters, Republican voters, are willing to make up their own mind absent just what Donald Trump has to say, right? I mean, You would have thought back then in 2017 that especially given Trump's popularity, anything he said or tweeted, they would go along with. But it wasn't that case. It wasn't the case. It's not Luther Strange. Even Donald Trump couldn't get him over the finish line. So yeah, I think that shows that Alabama voters are willing to go their own way. And that really applies to Jeff Sessions, because if they were willing to do it back then maybe they're willing to buck the president this time around, too.
Well, and we run to the break and come back, but it seems to me, and I would like somebody can argue their side of this, but it seems to me that if somebody opposed Sessions just because they wanted to settle a score for the president, Jeff Sessions is going to, if Jeff Sessions gets in And if Jeff Sessions wins the Republican primary and that person beats Doug Jones, y'all don't forget, you got to beat Doug Jones, and beats Doug Jones, do you doubt that Jeff Sessions would stand with President Trump on 99.9% of the policies in Washington? I mean, that's the question. We'll talk about it when we get back. More with Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com. He's going to tell you all how to get this kind of information for Alabama politics, national politics, when we come back. You got to check it out. They'll be back in just a couple minutes. We are live on the USS Alabama. This is Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. Shock this one. All right, continue our discussion with Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com. And as always, tell folks just how easy it is to get that email sent to them 6 days a week.
It's really easy, and you're going to want to be on the list. It's the way to get your news these days. You don't have to log on to a million websites to go and search for your news. It's all right there in one place. Just go to aldailynews.com. That's the homepage. Click subscribe at the top of the page. Enter your name and your email, and you'll be on the list. It's free, no cost at all. You'll have the email and all the news you need to know in your inbox about 8:30 each morning.
And then, and people are super political nerds like I am. You have some other places they can go and sign up for even more detailed, some super wonky stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, we this year acquired Inside Alabama Politics. It's a insider sort of blog about things. We're actually working to bring that in to the Daily News as a part of it. You know, nationally, some sports fans get on Rivals, you know, to get the early scoops, to get all the good stuff. That's kind of what it's like. It's a paid subscription. So, like, if you're part of Rivals or maybe Politico Pro or something like that, it's for your, you know, advanced placement political nerds, maybe.
So I love it, man.
Speaking of that, that's where we have the polling today, because it was such a scoop. We put the polling on the Sessions numbers behind the paywall and Inside Alabama Politics. But it's worth it, because this is the first polling data that we have on Sessions getting in the race. And you've got to think that this is something close to what Jeff Sessions himself is looking at.
Okay, so he's there. He's looking at this polling data. He obviously has the war chest. We already described that, how much money he has. What keeps him from getting in? I mean, is it? What do you think? I mean, you can only guess what's in his head. But what would it be if he doesn't declare?
Well, I think if he ultimately decides not to, which, look, I have him at 90%. I have a 90% likelihood that he's going to get in. But
That's the highest I've heard. You're sure about that.
The bad over the good, right? I mean, he knows it's going to be an ugly situation from the president, right? And you never know if that's going to really sink his campaign. The last thing Sessions would want to do is tar his legacy, you know. And he's already had it rough enough from Trump, but I think you could say that he exited that with a great deal of dignity. So you don't want to go down your last campaign losing and losing by being attacked. So he's got to be weighing that. But, Sean, that's why I go back to say I don't think he gets in this race unless he's pretty sure, based on all this polling, that he can pull it out, or at least get in the runoff and have a fighting chance. So I don't think he makes this decision unless he's pretty sure he's going to win.
You know, it would be interesting if some kind of polling out there. I don't know how we even craft the question, but it's funny that we have to ask this. But can you be a supporter of President Trump and a supporter of Jeff Sessions in the Senate race? Is that a defensible position?
Well, the numbers that we have, right, the polling that we have from Brent Buchanan, they don't go into that. But I'm told by multiple sources, good sources in Sessions' world, that their polling did do that, right? He did an incredibly detailed poll about this race, and they didn't just ask, you know, do you support me? Do you have a favorable opinion and all that kind of stuff? They went into detail about, okay, what about if President Trump does not support Jeff Sessions and, in fact, attacks him vocally, viciously? Would you still support him? And get into some details about that. And according to those that, you know, are involved in this campaign and would be a part of the Sessions team going forward, they say those numbers hold up, meaning yes, maybe there's some drop off a little bit, but by and large, the numbers hold up that, yes, I would still support Jeff Sessions if Trump attacked him and if Trump said he wasn't going to support him. So we know that Sessions is looking at numbers like that. We don't know the precise numbers. We know that they're looking at data that says much of the electorate would still support you if Trump piled on. And another way to look at that, Sean, is think about it. Who doesn't know at this point? What voter doesn't know already that Trump really doesn't like Jeff Sessions, right? That he turned on him, that he you know, called him names, he does not like what he did as Attorney General? I think that's pretty well universally known, even amongst the electorate. So when you get numbers back like that, it's kind of already baked into the cake, right? I mean, they know Sessions is not, you know, or Trump's not a fan of Sessions, so it kind of already accounts for it.
And to point out the flip side, Jeff Sessions has said nothing negative about the president since he's been out.
Absolutely. I find that the most fascinating thing. And I think we talked about this the other day, just maybe lightly hit on it. In this day and age of just, like, being personally offended, right? Everybody's so personally offended. Everybody's got this thin skin. For all the ways that Donald Trump attacked Jeff Sessions, he never once responded in kind. He barely defended himself at all and just simply said that he supported the president, he wished him well, that he was going to support his agenda and be the biggest cheerleader for it. That's pretty amazing, just given the culture we're in. And I have to say, I think I would expect to see that in the campaign trail as well. And that sort of goes to the point, like, it makes it seem more genuine. What we expect candidates to do is fire back, right? Or if Trump turns on me, well, I'm going to turn on him. Sessions hasn't done that. You know, he's kind of turned the other cheek on it, and so it speaks to the authenticity that he believes in this Trump agenda.
You know, and another part of this we keep leaving out is you got to have that person that you think beats Doug Jones. I mean, I know that the primary is often the general in Alabama, but you do have an incumbent here in Doug Jones.
Absolutely. Well, and you also have a short timeline. This is March 3rd. You know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. We've got Christmas after that. We've got New Year's. And suddenly you're, you know, a month and a half out of the primary election with a short month in February. So it's actually not that long a time. And so if you're Jeff Sessions and you can, you know, kind of keep your head above water and just hold out until then with your popularity being what it is, given that everybody else is supposed to, you know, it's their job to come after you, you know, he could be, you know, winning the runoff, and then the president has no choice but to either leave it alone or support him. You know, if there's no way that Donald Trump is going to somehow turn on Sessions and support Doug Jones, because he knows what those numbers look like in the Senate, and he really needs the U.S. Senate right now.
Yeah, and I see people on the text line say, "Oh, what Jeff Sessions would support impeachment." Come on, y'all. There's not a Republican on the primary ticket for Senate that would support impeachment. And the other part of this, before we wrap up, I just want to point out that whether President Trump wins another 4 years or just completes his term now, whoever is elected senator is going to be there after President Trump leaves office. Still, our senator from Alabama is still going to be there. People need to look at this, whomever they support, as a little bit of a longer game.
True.
There it is. Todd, as always, man, hey, we're crunching on time, but we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Y'all be good.
Will do. Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com. Got to go check out that polling that he brought to the website today. The freshest stuff I've seen.